President Trump is planning to issue an executive order tomorrow that he says will inject more competition into health insurance markets. The goal is to make it easier for people and small businesses to band together and buy insurance, presumably at lower rates. But the new policies they buy might not offer the benefits and protections consumers have become used to under the Affordable Care Act. And as NPR's Allison Kojak reports, Trump's move could end up making insurance coverage cheaper for healthy people while driving prices much higher for those who need care.
Hi, I'm Tracy. Welcome to Farm Bureau Health Plans.
If you live in Nashville, you can get a health insurance policy from the Tennessee Farm Bureau for $100 a month.
One of the most common questions we get asked is, how do we keep our rates so low?
And it's a good question. The Farm Bureau offers four health plans for under $200. The cheapest plan on the Obamacare exchange is about $350 a month. So what's the Farm Bureau's secret? They can offer stripped-down policies with high deductibles only to healthy people. The $100 a month plan has a $5,000 deductible. It pays for 80% of the cost of doctor visits, tests, and prescriptions, but it doesn't cover pre-existing conditions, and it doesn't comply with the rules of the Affordable Care Act. That means people who buy these plans have to pay a penalty to the IRS. Kevin Lucius says lots of people still want these policies. He's a professor at Georgetown University's Center for Health Insurance Reform.
It may be worth it for some people because the premiums are low enough that they can combine both the premium and the penalty and still feel like they're getting ahead.
The policies are known as association health plans because they're sponsored by trade associations or business groups, and President Trump wants to see more of them. He's expected to sign an order that he says will make it easier for organizations like the Tennessee Farm Bureau to sell insurance across the country.
And I'll also be signing something probably this week, which is going to go a long way to take care of many of the people that have been so badly hurt on health care. And they'll be able to buy, they'll be able to cross state lines, and they will get great competitive health care, and it will cost the United States nothing.
According to reports in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, Trump will direct federal agencies to make it easier for associations to sell insurance to individual members and to small businesses in multiple states. The goal would be to release them from the Affordable Care Act's strict rules that govern what a health insurance policy has to cover.
That would be hard to do.
That's Deborah Chollet, a senior fellow at Mathematica Policy Research. She says the law clearly defines the rules around insurance, and an order from Trump won't change that.
With the Affordable Care Act in place, there is less logic to association health plans as a strategy to expand coverage and reduce costs.
The only way association plans work, she says, is if they can attract healthy people and leave sick people behind. Then those healthy people could pay less, but the cost for the sicker people left behind in traditional insurance plans would rise. And to make that happen, the new plans would likely have to shed some of the popular consumer protections in the ACA, like coverage for pre-existing conditions. Zach Cooper is a health economist at Yale University.
Part of the reason we brought in essential benefits, so that insurers couldn't sell products that, for example, didn't cover diabetes, which would then make it hard for people with diabetes to get coverage.
Cooper says this executive order and most of the other proposals designed to fix the healthcare system are missing the point.
Ultimately, the reason health insurance premiums are so high is because healthcare is so expensive.
And tinkering with the insurance markets, he says, amounts to just reshuffling the proverbial deck chairs on the Titanic. Allison Kojak, NPR News, Washington.